residents and tourists woke up to the scenes of destruction across central Paris. Mass groups ran riot across central Paris, torching cars and buildings, looting shops, smashing windows and fighting police on a day of violent protests that lasted well into the night. More than 400 people were arrested and more than 100 injured. The popular Yellow Vest rebellion erupted out of nowhere and has spread quickly via social media, with protesters blocking roads across France and impeding access to shopping malls and factories.
It is quite tragic to see that, that's for sure. But I think it is currently the only way to communicate with the government, unfortunately. And I think these are things that need to be taken into account. Mr. Macron has to accept what happened. What happened is a bit because of him. He's the only one who can change the situation, because I think people won't stop. That's it.
At first, it was just about rising gas and diesel taxes. But later it grew wider and became a platform to protest Macron's economic policies, which many voters feel favor the wealthy and big companies. But the root of the public anger in Paris is much deeper, and it could sooner or later spread to other European capitals as well.